Welcome to the first ever podcast for PokerSoftware.com. I will be your host. My name is Sean Gibson, and we've got a very exciting show for you today. First up, we're going to have staff writer Jamie Little. He's going to join us, and that's not exactly Jamie Little's picture. We don't have one on stock, but that's our best guess. After that, we're going to have a very special guest, Poker Tracker 3 lead developer Derek Charles will be here. He will be talking about Poker Tracker 3, some very exciting news about the Omaha support, and we have it on good authority. The Mac version is coming for Poker Tracker 3. Finally, Apple users using Mac OS X will be able to use this program. Here's the big news. We're going to break it real quick right now, right here on the podcast. It will be released in a free public beta. That means that anyone with an Apple computer will be able to download Poker Tracker 3 and be able to be beta testing it right away. They're saying that this is going to be released before the end of 2009. So very exciting news coming out of the Poker Tracker 3 camp. All right, we now turn to a new segment, what's new in the world of online poker, and we've brought in Poker Software's elite writer. That would be Jamie Little. Jamie, it's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me on. And a couple of things to talk about. One of the hot topics on our homepage right now is actually a product called Poker Hand Scout, which is part of our recommended software. And it's basically a hand history depository where they basically resell the hand histories to players, which includes Omaha and Hold'em. The information that you'll gain on players includes things like the amount of hands played and their profit and big blinds per 100 hands played and VPIPs and several other statistics as well. So it's just a really great tool to use. You can also have that data displayed in a HUD or a heads-up display. And depending on the package that you choose to purchase, you have the you'll get an email to your email account every day between the hours of maybe 8 and 1 o'clock, and then there's just a link that you'll click on and download the hand. So
basically what you're saying is that you can subscribe, and with this subscription you automatically get mailed the hands every day. You don't have to always go to the site and just constantly be downloading gigantic files.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, I know a lot of people have done a lot of hand history record keeping in not just necessarily their own stats, but to see how well some of the bigger players play, you know, some of the pros, some of the top pros. What's your take on that?
Oh, it's definitely a tool that you should be using. I mean, you can gain information, you know, instantly versus having to play against opponents over and over to get the information. So if you can just purchase the hand histories ahead of time and learn how players playing and what their tendencies are, that's obviously very valuable. So
sounds good. Well, what else we got going on?
Well, Ultimate Bet also just went through I guess you'd call it a rebranding, and they're actually called UB.com, but you can still get there by going to ultimatebet.com, or you can just go to UB.com. They just cut a software, I guess, overhaul, you could say. You can now upload avatars to your tables, updated their game filtering systems, you know, on there for their Omaha and Hold'em, you know, games and various other things. There's now tournament icons in the tournament lobbies, which just by looking at the lobby, you'll now be able to tell if it's a turbo or a heads up, you know, type of tournament, and just several other different things that you can tell without having to click on the tournament like you had to in the past. And AP John, one of the liaisons in the forums, actually announced that they're looking at introducing an auto top off and layout manager in a future release. So that'd be really exciting to look forward to.
Yeah, it seems this year they've really come a long way. Where when they started 2009 and where they're going to end it, they've really made strides in rebranding themselves and kind of reestablishing themselves in the mainstream poker landscape.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think more than anything, they're listening to the players and what they want and kind of responding in a positive way. And just by reading the forums, you can tell that people are really liking the changes they're making. So I think things are going well there.
All right. What else do we have on tap?
Let's see. Sit and Go Wizard, or S&G Wizard, whatever you know it by, is that actually another recommended software that we have on our site. And we just had an article featured on our homepage recently and just talked about the amount of updates that they do. And just want to mention that these guys do a really good job on releasing updates. Some of their most recent updates include a file manager, which just helps you with your importing of hand history files, a feature called a hand range survey, which is a tool just to help you practice assigning hand ranges to your players that you may play against. They also enhance their default edge feature. You know, just constant major bug fixes that go on. They try to stay on top of, fixing any issues that may be happening out there. And then they introduced a message board hand importer as well, which is, you know, just easily imports hands from places like forums and things like that, provided they're in a readable, format. So those guys are really stay on top of things as far as updates and just do a really good job.
Great. Yeah, it sounds like that's one of the more popular programs for people that play a lot of sit and goes, and maybe even better off for people that really want to master the right way to play a sit and go.
Yep. In other news, Leak Buster, which is actually a new program that's out, which actually imports hand histories from your Poker Tracker 3 or Hold'em Manager database, and then assigns a scoring algorithm weighs the significance of your leaks and then gives you a report based on the findings. So it's just a really good tool that you can use in conjunction with the Hold'em Manager, or, you know, standalone, and just find areas of your game that you need to work on. There's basically two versions, and there's a version that, you know, that's more geared toward the lower stakes player, which is, you know, $49.99, and then an unlimited higher stakes player, you know, ranges up to $74.99. So there's a range there based on, you know, what your needs are. So it seems like it's going to be a really good tool to help players that are trying to find leaks in their games. There's also another product out called Tilt Demon, and it's going to actually enter public beta testing very soon. And it does something similar. It imports hand histories from your Poker Tracker 3 or Hold'em Manager database as well, calculates your profit or losses. And then basically what it does, of course you can configure the program to work the way you want it to, but you can basically set thresholds, or what's called, some people call them stop losses, to where, let's say you set your stop loss if you're playing 50 cent, you know, $1 no limit hold'em, and you set your stop loss at, you know, say three buy-ins or $300, it's going to alert you when you get to that stop loss and then give you 4 minutes to shut down the client, or, you know, whatever time frame you set, and then it'll shut down automatically and won't allow you to reopen it for an hour. And again, it's completely configurable to, you know, and customizable to what you want. You know, you can change the settings and whatever that may be. There's actually a report that you can run that would basically tell you what your profit would be had you applied a stop loss, you know, to your sessions based on your hand histories, and basically quantify the amount of money that you would, you know, had saved had you had a product like Tilt Demon. So very easily you can justify the money that you'll spend on that. So I'm really excited to see how that product's going to do.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool. I think for any of us that play kind of part-time even, especially the full-time guys that I know, could really, really benefit from something like this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We've all had those days where it just doesn't go our way, and then we end up tilting off money unnecessarily. So just any tool that we can, you know, use to stop tilt. And then on the other end, I mean, if you're up a certain amount, it'll basically run a report to tell you that when based on your stop loss, if you get up a certain amount, you could be cutting into your expected value if you were to continue to keep playing once you're up, say, maybe three or four buy-ins on the session. So it can help you in that aspect as well.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. A wealth of knowledge, and we really look forward to your segment next week.
So next week on the podcast, we're going to talk about data mining and see what's new with some of the different data mining products out there, as well as discuss a few more of our recommended programs from our recommended program software list, and just kind of let our listeners know what's going on with some of those programs as well. So that's what we have lined up for next week.
Sounds real exciting. Jamie, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
All right, our attention now turns to our sponsored section. We have a very special guest. He is Derek Charles, one of the main developers of Poker Tracker 3. Derek, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, how are you? And thank you for having me.
Well, we're great. We're very honored to have you. And we'd like to know, you know, what does it feel like? Poker Tracker 3 right now is the highest rated program on PokerSoftware.com. That's got to feel quite amazing in terms of all the time you've put into this program.
Yes, I mean, it's a complete honor. I mean, it's always good to have extremely positive reviews from our users. We work very hard to strive for excellence to get to that point.
Now, Poker Tracker 3 is a software program that's always evolving. There's been rumors that there's Omaha support coming out, and maybe even some more things. I know a lot of people are using the table scanner that's in there. What things do we have to look forward to maybe in early 2010 that are coming out for Poker Tracker 3?
You're right. We are about to add Omaha. It's currently in internal alpha testing, and hopefully it'll be ready here in the next month, or definitely by beginning of 2010. We're about to also release a Mac version, which I believe we'll hit on a little later. Regarding new features, our main thing right now is Poker Tracker is so powerful, and we're trying to improve usability to allow more users to harness the full power of Poker Tracker. We want to make it as simple as possible so that everyone can enjoy Poker Tracker and the benefits that it provides.
You know, as these poker sites are constantly evolving, how does your team stay on track of, you know, getting those updates out as soon as possible to keep the support going?
It's difficult. We work very closely with some sites. Other sites sort of surprise attack us and release updates and break Poker Tracker, and we're not aware of that. We hear from our users pretty quickly if something goes wrong, and our development team's really good at fixing the issues and getting a fix out as quickly as possible.
Well, very cool, and we really appreciate your time. If you want to send out a shout out to all your users, what would you like to say to them?
I just would like to thank them for making Poker Tracker such a great program, helping us to continually improve upon it. We'd be nowhere without our users or they're the driving force for all the features that we add and everything we do. So they've made us what we are.
Derek, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and we look forward to having you again on the PokerSoftware.com podcast.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, well, that's going to do it for podcast number one. This has been Sean Gibson for the official podcast for PokerSoftware.com. And we'd like to thank all of you, the listeners. We know it's just the pilot and it was a little rough, but thank you for sticking with us. And we've got some very, very exciting things coming in the next few podcasts. You're not going to want to miss out. Special thanks goes to Jamie Little and his hot headlines, as well as Derek Charles, the man in charge at Poker Tracker 3. And thank you very much for sharing all that wealth of information. It's going to be very exciting to see all the new things that are coming up for that very, very highly rated software. In the meantime, this has been Sean Gibson for the PokerSoftware.com official podcast.